history of rock and roll. Work all day,
baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay,
baby.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. A man's best friend, oh baby. And I'd be doggone if you ain't the loving end,
baby.
Though I know you make me feel like nobody could. If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
The distinctive beat of Detroit accompanied the distinctive beat of London in 65, an example of which was the collective heartbeats of Herman's Hermits.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the car or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's the pounding of my heartbeat, 'cause you're the one I love, you're the one I love. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Junior Walker varied the Detroit sound in 1965 and ran counter to the all-guitar rock and roll of the times with a sax smash. Shotgun. Seekers also defied a trend by being an English-speaking group from Australia rather than England.
Still need you there beside.
Bonnie and Cher, possibly the world's first professional teenagers, swept through the rock charts in 65 with a song of young love, I Got You, Babe. Sonny Bono talked about the creation of their records for the history of rock and roll.
We're not, I should say, exactly like other artists because we produce our own records. I produce all our own records, and I write most of our material. In fact, everything except for All I Really Want to Do.
Chart sweep of 1965 continues with a song from the Beatles.
The history of rock and roll.
The Beatles were embedding the British flag in the American record charts. A couple of consistent stateside groups were putting up a fight. The Righteous Brothers were among them. The Rockumentary staff asked Bobby Hatfield to define the source of their strength, soul.
My definition of soul as it relates to any kind of music is it's an inner feeling that you have to put into a song. I guess another word for it would be a projection. It's a way of selling a song, and everyone doesn't have it. A lot of the listeners have it.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. A girl I don't foresee, a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream I've got to make.
Thank you. the history of rock and roll.
Sound was skyrocketing into prominence in 1965, another counterwave to the invasion of the British groups. I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops was one of Detroit's biggest records that year, though the Supremes came up with an even larger one. Saw the start of weird group names. It started simply with puns and incongruous nouns, then exploded into words strung together without association, and strange pronouns, among them, them.
Feel so good enough.
Among the new strange names of 65 was a group called Herman's Hermits, titled by a drunk in an English pub who squinted at them and muttered, "Herman and his bloody hermits."
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Beatles, Herman's Hermits, them, the Yardbirds. The list of British imports ran all the way from the animals to the zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
The Sir Douglas Quintet started up in 1965, led by a young man from San Antonio. Douglas Sum was interviewed for the History of Rock and Roll recently in Los Angeles, where he talked about his first hit.
Well, She's About a Mover, I wrote that in 65, and we recorded that in Houston at the Gold Star down there, and we worked at it for a while. We did have it down when we went in there. We worked hard at getting that sound because we figured that would be the way we could maybe get into the scene. And we went down there, and we did get it the first time. We cut four tunes, and we were lucky enough to get that. And I didn't even know about mixing in those days. I really didn't know what that was. We just put it down and went back and waited, and then all of a sudden it was on the charts.
Documentary picks up on another Texas rock sound from 65 in a moment.
The history of rock and roll.
Yeah, my man. All right.
Hey! I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now.
...1965 was the year of Roy Head's only national hit and Wilson Pickett's first in The Midnight Hour.
I'm gonna take you.
Stevie Wonder proved that he was more than a one-shot artist in 1965 with another smash from Motown. Stevie recalled the recording session, which resulted in Uptight for the History of Rock and Roll.
This particular session was when Motown first got some stereo earphones, I believe. And they had like the horns and the guitar on one track, and the rhythm section, the drums and bass on the other track. And I was definitely grooving. Definitely had a good time.
History of rock and roll.
Stones to the Beatles, the rockumentary continues its journey through the sounds of 65.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The girl that's driving me mad is going away. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
The history of rock and roll moves into 1966 with the Kinks next.